B News, I'm Ben Thomas. In a bolden Vladimir Putin says Russia's not giving up its fight in Ukraine. Saka Magani has more.
At a rare formal news conference, a relaxed Putin spoke amid battlefield gains and flagging Western support for the fight in remarks interpreted by National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
There will only be peace, quote, when our goals are achieved, end quote.
Kirby says Putin is doubling down on his aims to conquer a sovereign nation.
I sure hope that those House Republicans who have for months held hostage critical assistance to Ukraine heard Putin's message loud and clear.
Instead, he says the House GOP has left Washington for the holidays and left Ukrainians without American money to help them fight back.
They need it right now. Not after the eggnog.
The remarks came as Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky made his first visit to the U.S. military headquarters in Germany, where allied leaders have been coordinating aid to Kyiv, saying he expects Congress will soon decide to keep helping his nation. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The European Union has given Ukraine a green light to start talks on joining. On the Israel-Hamas war, President Biden again voiced concern that Israel boost efforts to protect civilians.
I want them to be focused on how to save civilian lives, not stop going after Hamas, but be more careful.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan took that message to Israel today, where Defense Minister Yoav Gallant told him Hamas has spent a decade building itself up for the fight.
It will take and require a long period of time. It will last more than several months. But we will win and we will destroy them.
Back in this country, the House has passed a defense policy bill authorizing the biggest pay raise for troops in more than two decades. This is AP News. More gains. Seth Sutel has the AP Markets Report.
Stocks closed modestly higher on Wall Street, enough to push the Dow to its second straight record high. The middling gains followed a big rally the day before on excitement that several cuts to interest rates may be coming next year. The S&P 500 climbed 0.3% Thursday. The benchmark index is within 1.6% of the all-time high it set early last year. The Dow added 0.4%. The Nasdaq Composite gained 0.2%. Treasury yields fell again, a day after the Federal Reserve indicated it may cut rates by more next year than it had earlier forecast. The yield on the 10-year Treasury, which helps set mortgage rates, fell to 3.91%. The yield had traded above 5% in October. Adobe slumped 6.3%. The software maker gave an outlook for its full-year results that disappointed investors. Seth Sutel, New York.
Thank you, Seth. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.